From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. There are fears that an Ethiopian passenger jet has crashed. Airport sources are being quoted as saying the airliner with 85 passengers on board disappeared from radar screens shortly after taking off from Beirut International Airport. Reuters is reporting that the plane crashed into the Mediterranean Sea. The New Orleans Saints are going to their first ever Super Bowl. They've beaten the Minnesota Vikings in an NFC championship game that had to be decided in sudden death overtime. The Saints came out on top, beating the Minnesota Vikings 31-28. New Orleans will meet the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts made it into the NFL title game by beating the New York Jets in the earlier AFC championship. The Super Bowl will be played two weeks in Miami. It's the first time the top seeds in each conference have made the title game since the 1993 season. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be joining foreign ministers from around the world in Montreal tomorrow. The talks are to center around relief efforts for earthquake-stricken Haiti. Canada's foreign minister says it will also lay the groundwork for a larger meeting to focus on long-term reconstruction. The banks still standing in Port-au-Prince, meanwhile, have finally reopened, and people are lining up to get access to their money. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
It's a tiny step towards normalcy, but for the first time in more than 10 days, Valerie Dohalus put on a skirt and came to work at the bank where she's a teller. There were armed guards in the lobby. They let people go in one by one, so it would be calm for us to work, she says. Dohalus says people were excited to get their money after all those days, and it made her feel good to help them. Haiti's economy runs largely on cash. There have also been long lines at money transfer businesses like Western Union, so people here can get money from family in the U.S. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
The president-elect of Chile is already being criticized for his appointments to government posts. Three officials who've been named also served former Chilean dictator General Augusto Pinochet. Richard Reynolds reports from Buenos Aires.
Sebastián Piñera is the billionaire political outsider who shook up Chilean politics a week ago by ousting the president from the party that had run Chile since Pinochet stepped down in 1989. During the campaign, his ties to the former dictator were a major issue. Pinochet is believed to have ordered the murders of about 3,000 people and the torture of tens of thousands. But over the weekend, Piñera made the issue more dramatic by appointing three officials who had served Pinochet's government, including a former minister. Piñera defended the moves, saying that he admired Pinochet's economic policies and wants to emulate them. As long as Pinochet-era officials didn't have any involvement in human rights abuses, they are welcome to serve in his government. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
And from Washington, you're listening to NPR News. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is expected to call for a vote this week on Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke's nomination for a second term in the post. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says even lawmakers who take issue with Bernanke should think twice before voting against confirmation.
I think now would be a particularly bad time to send a signal to the international community and to our overall financial system by playing politics in any way with this upcoming vote.
Gibbs was speaking on Fox News Sunday. Bernanke's road to winning Senate backing has been bumpy, but he picked up support today from three more senators, including Republican leader Mitch McConnell, who says he expects Bernanke to be confirmed. British and Irish leaders will be meeting Monday. They'll be trying to keep the fragile Northern Ireland power-sharing deal between the Protestant and Catholic political parties from breaking down. Larry Miller explains from London.
The sticking point is over shifting responsibility for policing and justice from the British Parliament to Northern Ireland's Legislative Assembly. The dispute between the Protestant Democratic Unionist Party and the Catholic Sinn Féin has been going on for months. Sinn Féin wants the completion of what's known as devolution as soon as possible. The DUP insists there must be community confidence before these powers can be left to local politicians. Sinn Féin hasn't explicitly said it will pull out of the power-sharing deal, but wants a meeting with the DUP, it says, must be defining and critical. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
And I'm Giles Snyder. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.